From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration says it's taking a new approach to missile defense, one that better addresses the threat from Iran. The new plan replaces Bush-era designs for facilities in Poland and the Czech Republic. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
President Obama says new intelligence indicates the threat from Iran is shifting and that Tehran has made more progress than expected on short and medium-range missiles, which could target Europe. The president says new radar systems and sea-based interceptors will better counter an evolving threat. And General James Cartwright, the number two U.S. military official, says the U.S. must constantly adapt its strategy for countering Iran.
One of the realities of life is the enemy gets a vote. And if they don't emerge the same way that you planned 5 and 10 years ahead of time, if you can't adapt, you're left disadvantaged.
But critics are calling the new plan misguided. Republican Senator John McCain, for example, says, quote, it has the potential to undermine perceived American leadership in Eastern Europe. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama traveled to the campus of the University of Maryland today to expand on his appeal for a revamping of the nation's health care system. The president told students and faculty members that passage of a health care initiative is the defining struggle of this generation. The trip comes as the administration seeks to get young people on board for an envisioned overhaul of the nation's health care system. The trip came one day after the Senate Finance Committee released its version of a health care overhaul bill. The U.S. Senate today confirmed its first Obama-nominated judge. The confirmation of Gerard Lynch to the Federal Appeals Court in New York comes after months of delay in the nomination and confirmation of federal judges. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Other than Sonia Sotomayor, Lynch is the only judicial nominee to win Senate confirmation so far in the Obama administration. President Obama's first judicial nominee, Indiana's David Hamilton, to the Federal Appeals Court there, was appointed in March, and though Hamilton has the strong support of Indiana Republican Richard Lugar, other Senate Republicans have held up a vote on the nomination for months. But while Democrats quietly grouse about a de facto GOP filibuster, they also have quietly fumed about the slow pace of nominations to come out of the White House. In all, President Obama has nominated 18 judges compared to 50 nominated by President Bush on this date in 2001. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities searching the property belonging to kidnapping suspects Philip and Nancy Garrido say the dogs have picked up a scent that could indicate the presence of human remains. However, the Alameda County Sheriff's Department said today it's not clear whether the actual remains are present. Officials plan to use ground-penetrating radar tomorrow to get a more detailed look at the location. Garrido's faced charges in the 1991 kidnapping of J.C. Dugard, who the couple allegedly kept in a series of backyard tents and sheds for 18 years. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 7 points, the Nasdaq lost 6 points. This is NPR. The U.S. now says it is prepared to offer up to 10% of its swine flu vaccine stockpile to other countries, a move the White House says could ultimately help deal with the global spread of the disease. The Obama administration says current plans would call for the flu vaccine to be made available through the World Health Organization. Announcing its decision to share some of the swine flu vaccine, the White House said it's making the move because the H1N1 virus does not recognize international borders. Suicide bombers penetrated the African Union's main peacekeeping base at the airport in Mogadishu earlier today, killing at least 9 people and wounding several others. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more.
The suicide bombers drove onto the base in 2 land cruisers bearing United Nations logos. The men apparently spoke English, and the African Union guards let them in. Top Somali government officials were meeting with senior peacekeeping officers when the vehicles blew up. This is the deadliest attack on AU peacekeepers in Somalia since 11 Burundians died in February. The AU responded by shelling an insurgent-held area of the city, and several more people were reported killed. The Somali insurgent group Al-Shabaab told Reuters news agency that the explosions were payback for the death of Al-Qaeda operative Saleh Ali Saleh Naban. This week, U.S. commandos in helicopters struck a vehicle Naban was apparently riding in, collected the bodies, and left. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Khartoum.
Pace of home building rose in August, though the numbers from the Commerce Department were still somewhat disappointing, and they showed much of the gains came in construction of apartment buildings rather than single-family homes. Government says overall the pace of building rose 1.5% in August. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.